And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to today's show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, chanting, things pertaining to transformational and devotional culture, mixture of things. First track is going to be the Desert Dwellers from Muladhara Yoga Dub. And the track is going to be called Shiva Nataraj. Nataraj being another name for Shiva, especially associated with his dancing during the destruction of the universe, the mantras being chanted on this track by Nicole Jensen. We'll be back in a little while. Enjoy the music. Hope you're enjoying the rain if you're local in Vancouver.
the one light shine across the universe.
Back, you listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was MC Yogi from his Pilgrimage release with the track Temple Light. And prior to that, we started things off with the Desert Dwellers and Nicole Jensen singing Shiva Nataraj from their release titled Muladhara Yoga Dub. Next set, getting back into some more music and more mantra. The first track is going to be by Louis Camino and his Abhyayala project. Abhyayala is a term coming from the Kuna language, and it means land in its full maturity, referring to the American continent prior to the arrival of Columbus. The track is actually features words from the Ram Charitam Manas, or the Ramayam, or the story of Lord Ram, that was composed by 16th century poet and Saint Tulsidas. Let's take a look a little bit at what is you're going to hear in here. The verse that's being chanted from that collection of verses by Pragata Kripala Parama Dayala Dayal Kausalya Hikari. And what does that all mean? It's a little bit, there's a few more parts of it as well. So it's basically talking about the incarnation, the avatar of Ram, which you see in India and other places, Sri Lanka and outside of India even. A lot of devotees of Sri Ram, who as an avatar or incarnation of the Supreme played the role of a great king, also acknowledged as being a great husband, a great warrior, lots of different qualities that he demonstrated, and lots of dialogue between himself and his devotees illustrating a certain aspects of the relationship between the soul and the Supreme Soul, as what is practiced and understood in bhakti or devotional culture, bhakti yoga. So the verse that is going to be in here, the translation, Sri Ram incarnated the friend of the poor and benefactor of Kaushalya, his mother, seeing his indescribable beauty, charming even to the minds of sages, filled Kaushalya with joy. And I'm not sure, I think this might be the next verse, I'm not sure if it's featured in this song, but let's read it anyway. His body was cloud-like blue and the delight of all eyes. He held a conch, discus, club, and lotus in his four hands, the enemy of demons, adorned with jewels and a garland of white flowers. He was an ocean of beauty. Sometimes Ram is understood as having a greenish complexion as well. So, also in this set, gonna hear from, maybe from Gauri and Duke, and also the Mayapuris with Benji Wertheimer of Shantala. Later on, we're going to hear from Chancellor Good. We may hear a track by Avery, and maybe also by Teresa Sinha, and a track by Sylvia Nakash and Christopher Eichmann will be in there, an offering to the Divine Mother. So, without further ado, let's kick things off with this track by Luis Camino, or Luis Camino and Abhyayala. It's actually entitled Krishna Mantra, but the verses are from the Tulsi's Ramayana. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back, you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The last track that we heard was the Mayapuris with featuring Benji Word Timer from Shantala, who will actually be here with us in August for Kirtan Vancouver Festival in downtown Vancouver. It's on August the 10th. As will Streakology from New York City be here for the festival, and others, many others as well. The words in that we heard in that track, the word Gopinath is means Lord of the Gopis, so this is referring to Krishna, the Gopis being his devotees. And it comes, the other words in that were from, in Sanskrit, from 8 verses of instruction called the Shikshastika that were written by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the, who was also a great personality, spiritual force in his own right, that was present in the 16th century. Aslishava padaratam pneshtumam adashanamam hatam karuktuvar yatatatava vidatatu lambuto mat prana natas tu sa eva naparaha. That meaning, talking about the, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talking in the mood of a devotee of the Supreme, much in the way that Rumi and Kabir wrote poetry in the mood of total surrender. And the understanding is that divine love coming from source is an all-pervasive, all-consuming energy, force, experience, and that total surrender to that means becoming, moving into that space of total bliss, of total understanding, and of eternality. A term sometimes used for that is Satchidananda. And I was reading something recently about how there are no rules to love, that love in itself is not something that is controlled or can be put into a box. Or so in this way, in this verse, it's talking about how even if I am kicked or killed, or, you know, there could be a whole bunch of seemingly negative experiences on one side. So this idea of good and bad, and this idea of duality, is pure love is beyond that. It's a force, a flow that cannot be controlled or put into any box, and it transcends duality or material duality. Even though the duality between the lover and the beloved remains in that experience. And prior to that, we heard from Trita Sinha, singer, with Durga Stotram. And these are some verses from, that's a good question. Verses from the Sri Durga Apadudaraka Stotram and Namaste Sharanye Shive Sanukumpe Namaste Jagadvyapike Vishwarupe, and translation for that, I bow to that Durga. So this is talking about the goddess, I bow to that Durga who is the refuge, who is complete bliss, and who is with mercy. I bow to that Durga who pervades the universe and who manifests as the universe. I bow to that Durga whose lotus feet are revered by the whole world. I bow to that Durga who absolves the world. So this is some mantras that often chanted by devotees or bhaktas of Sri Durga, the Divine Mother. And also before that, Om Namo Narayani by Sylvia Nakash and Christopher Eichmann. Sri Narayani, Amma, and Narayani, both words, Sanskrit words, or names pertaining to the Divine Mother. Sylvia Nakash, the founder of a school called the Vox Mundi School. She's been working with transformational sound and mantra since the 70s for a long time. She's a former psychologist from Argentina, composer, author, many different facets to her work so far, and founder of the Vox Mundi School, which I have in front of me, is described as an international project devoted to teaching and preserving indigenous musical traditions and combining music, service, and spiritual practice. So that's from a release that really nice release, actually, with some great stuff on there from this year or previous year, I think 2012, called Medicine Melodies, that she did with Christopher Eichmann. And prior to that, Avery from the Bloom series soundtrack with a track entitled Of the Heavens. And starting off that set, Luis Camino and Abhyayala with Krishna Mantra. And those verses in there are composed by Tulsidas. So, without further ado, we're going to get into the last track, By Chances Are Good. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed some of what we played. You can check out online mantraradio.co for all the previous shows. You can listen at leisure at home. And we'll be back live on CATR next week, next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Last track, Chances Are Good with Who Am I, from the excellent release entitled Boomerangs. And this guy's very talented, and I recommend checking out his work, both visual and audio work, music work, recordings. Till next week, take care of yourselves. Namaste.
Essence, I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I? Then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer. The story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum. Subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match. Love to love, the place is packed, but all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body mind vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible. So go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still. Follow to that hollow tube, the peace of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two. the duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual, it's all matter-factual. Matter is still malleable, so mold it into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical, I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on, he exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him, he abides inside the nothing. Emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit in meditation long enough and you can feel him. Transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children. To all the ones around the globe, seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence.